Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good evening and welcome to the Rugby Report podcast with me, Anthony Gay, and G, Mr. Graham Falk. How are you doing?
I'm all right, mate. I've had end of exams, so I've had way more buckfast than I should have had.
That sounds absolutely magnificent, mate. It stinks of buckfast around here anyway, so it's just as well.
Got my buckfast t-shirt on, so.
You excited for the game tonight, mate?
Yeah, I'm absolutely. You know what? Weirdly enough, rewind back like a month when we played them last time. I was dreading every game coming up.
Absolutely.
I'm buzzing. I'm buzzing. I'm Friday night lights. It's probably the buckfast, to be fair.
Games under the lights are always better than games on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, better than 12 o'clock at Coventry on a Sunday or whatever, isn't it?
Oh, this is amazing. I've never been to a Friday night game for about 20 years or something. It feels like Man City when we beat them 4-1. Kincladsey there.
Last one I remember. I remember the Kincladsey game, 3-1.
That's the last one I remember. 3-1, yeah. That was wrong.
Burnley, Carlos Burnley. Edwards.
Oh, of course, man. That doesn't count, though, because that's just so epic.
Oh, that was just just transcended days, didn't it? Is that a thing? Can days transcend?
They can now. They can now because Buckfast has spoken.
Buckfast has said it can. So therefore, we're all right.
Yes, that's it. That's it. So we're going over to the game in about an hour.
Yeah,
something like that. So it's
a few more.
Nice and dark. It's about -400 degrees. G's wearing a t-shirt.
I've got my Buckfast coat on.
It's not the best of outfits for this freezing cold weather.
I've got a nice big coat.
You will die of coronavirus by the end of today.
Apparently, it's going around. Coronavirus, though, like, sounds like you've just had way too much of that really good Mexican beer.
That's exactly what I said. Back to the football, anyway.
Yes.
We still don't have any team sheets, but who do you expect to play? Basic points.
Well, I did the expected starting 11, and I think Gav disagreed, but
Gav always disagrees.
Oh, Gav, with me, yes. But he might be right. To be fair to him, he said he thinks he'll keep Charlie Wright in, and he thinks he'll start with Bradley Wright Phillips
will do. I don't think he plays anymore.
Bradley Wright Phillips.
That's a name for the past as well. What's
completely
going on there?
Different guy.
That's magnificent. Bailey Wright. I think he'll start, and I think Lafferty might start as well.
I think I was at MK last week. Not MK Dons, MK.
Because you might offend some Wimbledon fans.
It's just not Wimbledon, is it?
It's not Wimbledon, is it?
I think when Lafferty came on last week, he just he should have had an assist with a ball across to Ozturk. With Lafferty as well, I mean, it's not a secret, I'm like a bit of a Rangers man after my time in Glasgow. I think Lafferty's just got a bit more about him than Charlie White. But you know what, to be fair to Charlie White, it would be really, really unfair if he got dropped, because he was phenomenal against Wickham.
He wasn't
bad against MK Dons, far from it. I just think he'll give Lafferty game time because he'll want to get his fitness up, and I think if you give him 60 minutes and bring Charlie White on with half an hour to go,
I think it's that and justifying the signing as well.
So I think with White, you know, the thing with White, to be honest with you, I never feel like he's going to be the 20 goal season man I hoped he would be, but at the same time, you know what, he's under Parkinson recently, he has put in the kind of display that I think I probably thought he probably would have done when we signed him. Like, he's definitely got something about him.
Breaking news.
Team sheet?
We may have the team sheet.
Hang on.
Let me press some stuff. Nope. That's just something stupid. Sorry, carry on, Graham.
No, it's fine. I can probably get it. But I think I like Lafferty a lot. I've always really liked
I thought we would have signed him about 10 years ago, to be honest.
It felt like he came in a little bit late, didn't he? It was like the Charles and Zogby, we got him on a trial.
It's kind of like signing Robbie Keane right now, isn't it?
A little bit too late, but I think...
There's still no team sheet there, just as
no
an
team
update
sheets,
there,
yeah,
which
fine.
Is a shame.
I do feel like... I mean, whoever he starts with, I'm quite happy. And that's, you know what, that's a really good place to be. Yeah. Like, if he starts with Lafferty, if he starts with Wyke, I'm all right.
Yeah, well, I think... Lafferty or Wyke, I think we'll be fine anyway. I think Doncaster are a stronger team than they normally don't turn up against us, as somebody said on one of the recent podcasts. Anyway,
good manager, I think Darren Moore is a good manager, but I think I pointed this out on the
starting 11. Punching under his weight, Darren Moore. I think he's done really well at West Brom.
I think it was unfair to get sacked at West Brom.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a good point.
Doncaster, I think you see. My thinking behind putting Lafferty in the lineup, and again, I'm not Phil Parkinson, thank God. I think they'll try and play it from the back, and I think that having Kyle Lafferty's just got a little bit more of that high press game than Charlie Wyke has. Because Charlie Wyke, as much as I love him, is not really the. He hasn't got the same, not that he hasn't got the same work ethic, but I don't think he's quite as fast and as gangly as Lafferty. I think Lafferty will close down a bit more higher upfield, so I would go with Lafferty.
Lafferty likes a shot as well, doesn't he? He likes a shot, whereas Wyke likes to play it into somebody.
I quite
like the fact that even if Lafferty comes on after 60 minutes, if he has a few shots at goal, it's a bit more than Wyke does. I mean, Wyke is a very phenomenal. He was phenomenal against Milton Keynes.
He's got a very, very good hair transplant.
Oh, it's terrific.
There's been a few.
I can only pray for stuff like that. But you can't see up there, it's fine.
All right, well, I'm all about Dobbo's hair, aren't I, apparently, so... I love George Dawson.
He's not the good of a footballer, but I do love George
Dawson. I'm just delighted that he's played the past few games. Yeah. It's been a joke for months and months that I just love Dobbo for just the crack. And now that he's playing good, I just feel like I'm randomly being like, I'm justified, even though I never thought he was that great in the first place.
Like Alex with Ozturk for some reason.
Yeah, pretty much.
The oddest thing.
That just came to pass, didn't it?
So we've got the Doncaster side here, which is in goal. We have Senny Dieng, Brad Halliday, Rhys James, Tom Anderson, Joe Wright and Ben Sheaf in defence. Ben Whiteman, John Taylor and Gomez and Ennis in midfield, and Cameron John up front on his own, I believe.
The fact that Sadley is injured is quite a big plus.
Yeah,
I mean, don't get
big...
me wrong, I'm not scared of Kieran Sadley, no offence, Doncaster fans, but like, I'm not really frightened of anyone in this league and I shouldn't be. But Sadley has scored 9 goals from midfield, and I think there's a lot of teams that are quite good in this league.
Even more breaking news, Sunderland's team sheet. In goal, McLaughlin, Ozturk, Willis, Lynch, Hume and O'Nien, Howard, Dobson, Gooch, Maguire and Wyke.
Unchanged.
So it's unchanged, totally unchanged. Lafferty on the bench, Billy Wright on the bench, Watmore, Ledmetter, McNulty and Burge on the bench. So unchanged. I mean, it would have been unfair to drop anyone, really, wouldn't it?
I said about bringing Lafferty in and I thought he'd have brought Billy Wright in, but like, at the same time, if someone said if it stays unchanged, will you be offended?
If it's broke, don't fix it, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's one of those,
exactly.
Isn't it? Although if we get beat tonight, I'll be fuming.
Yeah, if we get beat, like, it should have changed right from the beginning, the whole of
it. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
It
should never
play the kids.
No, don't say that. No. I've got a poorly received piece.
Where's Benji?
Where is Benji? Should have been playing since minute 7.
Where is Benji?
Where is Benji?
What happened to him?
He's died or something.
He's not back on Instagram.
Is he? I don't go on Instagram. Is that a downfall of mine?
I mean, I've only recently found out what TikTok was.
TikTok?
I don't know.
That's a stupid kids thing, isn't it? Where they do 10-second videos.
The things happen on it.
Do you want to be on this podcast?
Do you know about TikTok? No.
What is TikTok?
None of us know. That's a good thing. I'm proud we don't know.
Sean, if you record this and you leave that in, Gemma is the missus and it's her first ever game, but she doesn't want to talk on the radio or whatever this is. Is it radio?
My missus is out there.
Or is it a podcast? It's a podcast, isn't it?
Podcast. It's like the leave the idiots to speak and be thrown to the wolves. Like, oh no, you can say the silly things.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough.
I wasn't hard enough on Charlie Meth then.
I'm fuming.
I didn't cut his head off.
I think he's sitting in corners and just wobble about. I'm fuming.
Oh. Denver Fume.
Denver Bar, as someone's been calling them on Twitter today.
Why?
Denver Bar. just because some people are utterly clueless about football.
I hate him, you know, he's all right.
Denver Bar wasn't like stupid mugshot.
Like, annoyed me that he was all right.
Yeah. Probably CC for me.
Oh, a goal against Chelsea. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
They're dickheads. So, I'm going to let you go now, and we're going to go and enjoy the match. And
should we do a prediction?
It's a really good idea.
Just so we can be wrong.
Sorry, we're going to win anyway.
I mean, it depends whether it's going to be 7-0 double or 7 goals, or if it's going to be 8-0 double or 8 goals.
And Ozturk with one.
No,
I
missed.
Should we have some decent predictions?
I'm going to go... Do you want my realistic or unrealistic?
Let's go realistic. Let's do it.
I think 2-0, and I genuinely feel double... will break. I was going to say break his duck, but he has scored already.
He was early
against
on
Burnley,
yeah, in the cup.
So Dobbo and his lovely hair will get the second. And I know Gav thinks he looks like a gargoyle.
Will he score a header?
But I'm fine. No, I think it'll be a shot.
I don't think he'd head the ball with that hair.
Do you know the problem with Dobbo, right? And this is a serious comment. Sometimes, and he does it in the game to our detriment. Detriment, mate.
Sometimes
I know. Yeah, okay. Journalism student. Wow.
Oh,
can't spell. or speak. He sometimes gets the ball and he's already decided 5 seconds before what he's going to do, which sometimes is good if you're like Xavi because you do the good thing, but sometimes he goes backwards and like gives the ball away to the keeper when you think, oh no, a double didn't
see it. Wasn't a double give the ball away against Oxford the first game of the season where I just wanted to cry?
It was, and everyone was at the Heronveen game was like, oh, he was, look at him, he's going further forward, when Dylan McGeoch was still a thing.
Yeah. Oh, who?
Dylan McGeoch.
Yeah, Dylan
also
McGeoch.
A very good hair transplant.
Yes. Did he?
Very good.
I didn't see anything of him for about 6 months.
He went. I mean, we all know it's Conor Bromley.
Yeah.
It's actually Conor. I haven't seen Conor
is
for a while.
He's working in Scotland, though, is he?
He's up in Aberdeen.
Conor or Dylan?
The thing is, Dylan's up in Aberdeen playing football, but it's actually Conor on the rigs.
Yeah.
Conor's on the rigs.
Makes sense. Like.
What did I say? 2-0.
Yeah, you said 2-0.
Charlie White just to prove my whole like loving of Kyle Lafferty wrong, and you know, I genuinely believe George Dobson might score tonight.
I'm taking 4-0 off time.
Rhys James all four.
No, Sunderland. Fucking hell. No, I'm going probably a nice early start. We're going to get 2 in the first 10 and just breeze in, and then after 4-0 off time, the game's over and we'll probably win 4-1.
It should be a good atmosphere now in a series. No,
that's
it should be
all
a good atmosphere.
I really want is that a good atmosphere
Friday night.
It just feels like the place is bouncing for some reason.
Like I'm relatively pished. I think we're all at that point.
You're at the buzz.
Yeah, I'm at the buzz stage where I'll sing about out. Probably sing about Martin Smith at some point.
Martin Smith, the son of Pelé.
I love singing about Martin Smith.
I love Martin Smith.
Reminds me
He's
of
a
being
really nice bloke.
Seven. Lovely bloke.
Really nice bloke.
Great player, lovely bloke.
Oh,
best player we've ever had.
All of it was good. Ever. Best
period.
Player ever had.
Phillips. Who?
None of this Gibral CC, Kevin Phillips, Asamoah Gyan nonsense.
Smithy in the lower reaches.
Ballon d'Or nominee, Asamoah Gyan.
Nationwide Division 1. That's when I know I'm old, when like Division 2 is
it was
like
the Ensley League Division 1 for me.
Ensley League Division 1.
Yeah, 95.
We're going to get beaten.
Yes, there's going to be 2-1 Doncaster, and I apologise for that. So anyway, Gav, Graham, Gav, you're not Gav.
Graham.
Too many G's.
About 7 stone later.
Have yourself a delightful afternoon, because our last is freezing.
Yeah, me too, actually.
So you're going to need to get some warm on.
Bit of a nipple on.
Well, you need that.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, and enjoy the match.
I hope
everything
mate.
Is great. And 2-1 Doncaster. Welcome back to the Rugby Report, where Sunderland have drawn 0-0 with Doncaster in a game evenly contested, something which was pretty drab in the end. Not many chances, a few crosses across the box where nothing really clear-cut. I'm here with Sam Blakey. Hello, Sam.
You all right? I bet Sky are gutted to put that on. Like,
Sky will be devastated. That referee is a dick.
I agree. He was tiny as well. He was
a really small man referee. Well, I said he's got small man syndrome.
Full on small man syndrome written all over him. As well as that number 10 for them, who had a little bit of a
that
chance.
Taylor.
And then just fell on his face.
What an arse bag. Oh, no, man, isn't there?
Two of them were in cahoots, I think.
Probably. But that referee, I've never seen a worse referee. No. The decision for Wyke's dive
He booked him for
white a dive, and it was never a dive. I mean, I've had the fortune of seeing it after, and it was never a dive. He's clipped White's feet. It's outrageous stuff.
Do you think this referee has thought, I'm on Sky, I'm in a big stadium, I'm going to show I can sort of hold my own?
I was thinking that myself. That it's something where I can show that yeah. I'm capable of managing the bigger games. Basically, I thought the same sort of thing. But I mean, he can't have come off well in that game. He's been awful.
Yeah, pretty much.
So how did you find the game, Sam? Are you cold? Because I'm cold.
I was cold outside. It's nice and warm in here. It's very busy.
Yeah, we are actually hosting this in the Hilton Hotel, yeah, which is busier than we expected. Yeah, thanks, Craig.
It's also posher than we are.
Not as posh as our last, but it's posh.
No, I thought it felt a bit like last week, the game. We sort of a bit of a forgetful first half, and then second half, we sort of lash crosses into the box.
Yeah,
we're hoofing a puff, but.
I like Lafferty.
I agree, but it was a bit like last week. If Gooch didn't bend that ball at the top corner, that would have been two identical games.
Yeah, 100%.
Apart from the two Ozturk misses, there was nothing really.
Forgot about Ozturk. He's had a great game today, apart from that back pass in the first half.
Yes.
I think all the defence had a great game today. Some highlights on the telly at the minute. Which I'm trying to remind myself of the game because I've forgotten
exactly
everything.
The same thing on a separate screen.
But the save at the end that we've just seen there, just a mild shot at the keeper, basically, yeah. So nothing happened. I'm trying to find things to talk about, and all I can really think about is how shit the ref was. I'd love to say there was more to it, but I think Luke O'Neill was busy, Gooch was busy. But nothing. Forgot about that. O'Neill's missed from 6 yards.
Is that when he crossed it? He should have just smashed it or done anything. You get played in inside the box, just hit the ball.
I mean, not to take much away from Doncaster, much as there are arse bags, but there's a lot of. Very good defending.
But, it was a lot of last ditch, wasn't it?
It was a lot of last ditch defending, and a lot of time wasting. That goalkeeper must have had the ball at his feet for 20 minutes this whole game.
I think second half we put the pressure on them. I feel like it was very similar to last week, where that was when he should have smashed it. We're just seeing the 0-9 chance on screen there. Can you call it a chance when he didn't shoot?
It should have
been a chance, but wasn't.
There was nobody there to help him out. He should have just had a pop.
Well, he had a pop from there on his left foot, which sort of.
He was trying to do a gooch, wasn't he? But we've kind of so busy looking at Michael Gray there and thinking how much that reminded me of a 90s game of football we had. As soon as Lafferty came on, Lafferty was having the ball lumped at him. He was heading it on to somebody else, and instead of trying to help them out, he was running directly to the centre forward's position. And I thought, thank God for that. A centre forward who likes to play a centre forward.
Sort of appear at left back or anything.
It was amazing. For all he grafts, Charlie White grafts, but he is not. He doesn't play like a centre forward.
I was saying, you know, when it became obvious that Lafferty was coming on, I would have loved to see White and Lafferty play together. Not because I think it would have been sort of a partnership to talk about for years to come. I just think it would have been nice to just, because it was clear the emphasis at half time was get balls into the box, it would have been nice to have two big lads in there rather than.
I mean, it would have bullied the defence as well, but yeah. I think taking White off for Lafferty was probably. In the end, the right decision. I'm ready to trust Parkinson with a decision like that, I suppose. Not that I'm a massive fan yet, but...
Isn't it eight? It was seven last time.
Sure, Jesus. Seven plus one, I remember, maybe eight.
Did get a see it, Jesus.
Doncaster should have had a goal about 55 minutes in. Shot up with John McLaughlin, rebounded out, and then their lads, I've no idea who it was, but he put it past the far post, and it should have been, should have been 1-0.
I thought it was.
And I think that would have been the game. We would have lost that then.
There was only ever going to be one goal in that game.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'd have said one goal. Should have been Just seeing some of the referees' decisions. Even Sky are picking up the referees' decisions.
I know.
It's never a yellow card. That's just the Wake's yellow card. It's never a yellow card. It's a foul.
That's it.
That is outrageous.
I think one thing to say, maybe I'm trying to look for positives here, would be the defence. Not even the defence, just the defensive side of our game does look a bit more solid.
Yeah, or
you're talking three. Is that three clean sheets?
Three off the belt.
Although, bar half chances, I don't think we didn't really create that much where you think, oh, we should have beat these 3-4-0.
Well, under Jack Ross, this would have been a victory, wouldn't it? 0-0.
Yeah, we would have been punching the air.
That's clean sheet, 0-0.
Yeah.
Point on the board. Wow, just another draw. We just keep doing it.
It was just a bit of a nothing game, really. I mean, imagine a neutral, you're in your house Friday night, you think, I'm going to watch what Sky have put on for us tonight. you'd be a bit gutted by now, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Seeing Darren Moore in the sidelines as well, I think he's punching below his weight. I mentioned earlier to Graham, you weren't there, but I mentioned earlier to Graham that Darren Moore is punching well below his weight at Doncaster. I think it was unlucky they get sacked at West Bromwich Albion. And now where he's at now, sideline Doncaster, and he's got them well drilled. I think they're a very well drilled side. I've got nothing to say basically against Doncaster apart from the fact that I just don't like them.
No, I mean, they're always, I mean, you look at them last season, that could have very easily beaten them at Wembley. I mean, they always seem to be up there, don't they? And I mean, I guess one positive could be, I believe that's their first point against us.
Oh yeah, it's ever. Yeah,
that could be seen as positive because they remind me a bit of if Charlton didn't go up last season, they would still be fighting up the top.
Like, yeah,
they're obviously consistent in what they're doing. They're well drilled, like you said. They didn't really look like scoring too much, but they didn't particularly look like conceding.
They never looked like scoring, but every time we got anywhere near their box, they were there. There was always a defender in the wheel.
They knew the jobs, didn't they?
They definitely came out today for a draw, and they're very happy with that.
Oh, yeah, you could tell by the cheer from their fans at the end.
They are definitely
happy with the point, which I suppose shows how far we've come since. I know we always go back to Boxing Day.
Yeah.
But if you were to point this game out on Boxing Day and say it would be 0-0 and Doncaster fans would be happier, you'd think, well, what's happened in between? So
yeah, fair enough. I suppose.
It feels like a bit of a. Not a blow. We're never going to win every game.
That's it. But I think dropping 2 points at home is the way this should be looked.
Yeah.
Even if it is a bit harsh.
Yeah.
But if we are looking to get promoted, we should be winning games like this. Games where teams are sitting back and playing for a draw. We need to get that goal.
It felt like a game as well where sort of the other teams will be watching, so you want to make a statement. You want to come out, and I think the positive thing to take is that we are standing here now saying 2 points dropped.
Yeah, we should have
decent points.
It's much better than Bolton and Gillingham.
After Bolton, we would have been saying that's a point gain there. They're going for two.
Gillingham as well, when we were just shit.
Partisan famously.
When he wanted the draw. He can see where it was coming from, though, because he
celebrated the draw.
You can see where it was coming from because he did. None of them were fit enough, and now you can see they're going for 90 minutes.
Yeah, you can.
The difference in Maguire. I know it's been mentioned all over Twitter before, but the difference between Maguire now and Maguire then and Maguire now.
Oh, it's new signing.
He plays for an extra 20 minutes.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I mean, he was coming off up to 60 minutes under Jack Ross. And it was blown out of his arse, essentially.
Yeah.
And now he's there and he wants the ball and he's constantly at it. And O'Neill will go for days. I think he'd still be running out there now.
He probably is, for all we know. He's probably doing that.
I think his engine's incredible. I'd love to bring up more talking points. How do you think Parkinson fares now, I suppose?
I think it might sound fickle or whatever, I think it is a week-by-week basis at the minute. I mean, and I know that's not right. I'm not going to say if we get beat 5-0 on Wednesday or Tuesday, whenever it is, we'll be out. And then if we win at the weekend against Portsmouth, we'll be in. I think it's just, we've got to take it game by game, because it's all well and good saying unbeaten in eight, he's turned around. But you've got to look before that as well. And I know it's not his players, it's not his style, they're not fit enough, whatever, but we've seen sort of both sides of the coin at the minute. Yeah. We've seen it get to the point where we're actually in a relegation battle.
I mean, if it had continued the way it was,
it would have 100% been a relegation battle. It wasn't even speculation.
There was no way that Parkinson's position would have been tenable now if we hadn't went on a decent run of form. And there's no, I mean, Stuart, people are saying that the statement that the Red White Army and the other fanzines, essentially, the statement they made asking Stuart Donald to leave, and then Donald coming up with a statement saying that he's looking to settle the club, which I think he's been doing anyway, regardless.
Behind the scenes.
I'm trying to think of a way to put this. I think that he still needs to go. I think there's a lot of parts of the club which are being neglected.
But one thing I would say is, and this is very on a time basis, because when you're listening to this, we might have signed 10 players, but at the time of speaking here, we haven't spent any money.
Nearly right on loan, and Lafferty for free. Obviously signing on fees, which don't go to the media. But
overall, the message when Parkinson first came in, it was going terribly, was wait till January, then we're now...
The message was, wait till January, because we're backing Parkinson as much as he needs. And at the moment, we've seen nothing.
We're nothing
in the size of money anyway.
No, nothing.
I just hope.
I hope we're wrong. Which
I really do.
People listening might think we love to be right. We would love nothing more to be wrong. We've signed the whole of Barcelona. Do you know what I mean?
I'd definitely love to be right. If we bring Messi in next week, then fair enough.
Give us all a stick. all the stick you like, then.
But Sam, I wanted to get your mum on the pod.
It's just the bar.
Sam's mum turned up.
Very eager to get on. I don't know what she would say, which is why she's not here.
I wish she was here.
Is that why you've been looking around?
I'm here looking for your mum. I've been trying to get my better half to say something on it as well, but she's been to her first game today, which is too shy to go on the pod, which is a shame. Jerry, do you want a few words, Jimmy? No, nothing. Nothing from Jerry's too shy.
Don't blame you at all.
There was nothing to say. It was her first match, and I've unfortunately dragged her along. I suppose domestic abuse lines will be in touch with us for that.
You'll be getting stick all weekend.
That's a real shame, isn't it? Don't at us anyway. So we've got nothing else really to say about the match, I suppose. Thankfully, all of the pedestrian traffic will have left, and I can walk over the bridge in peace now. Everything will be lovely. So thank you very much, Sam.
No, thanks for meeting up with us. It's been a nice setting, really.
That's always lovely. I'll tell you what, I can't wait for the next pint. But unfortunately, I'm at work at 25 to 6 in the morning, so I haven't really got time for that.
There's always a catch, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a shit. I suppose I could turn up pissed. No, I'll not do that, no. Don't listen, gaffers. Thanks. Right, thanks very much, Sam.
No, thanks very much, mate.
This has been a Roker Report podcast, and sponsored by someone somewhere.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.